Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mixing a decaf there, Judd. My God. Very excited about it, as he should be.
It's a good win.
That was a really good win. Avs just made a massive trade. You see this the other
day? Yes, I did.
I was told teams don't make trades yet. I was told we were too far out of the trade deadline to make trades.
It's too early.
But, yeah, three-way deal. Everybody's favorite, Taylor Hall, getting dealt again.
Weird career.
Yeah, he's not very good.
No, I know, but he's the MVP of the league one year.
No.
Is he the worst MVP ever?
Maybe. He used to be good. By the time the Bruins got him, people kept trying to make him a thing. He stunk at that point.
I don't even know how good he ever was. I mean, that one year, clearly he was.
Good question.
I don't know what the equivalent is. Maybe baseball. Baseball is more random MVPs.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, no disrespect, but like Dustin Pedroia was an MVP. But like Taylor Hall being an MVP.
So he was dealt again. Colorado got Natchez from Carolina, which I also think is noteworthy. Like, they're kind of blowing their team up to a degree. They got Rantanen in. So Colorado's roster a little in flux. But again, the headline would be teams are making deals, which I was just told last week. It's too early to make deals in advance of the trade deadline. So you can do it if you're the Bruins. I'm not even saying you have to do it now, but you can. Bruins win again at home. They've actually played pretty well at home of late. Celtics also won over the weekend, Keith. So, I don't know. Do we need to stand down on these two teams? Our criticism of them of late? Celtics had a winning road trip.
Yeah, no,
Bruins
that's
have been
good.
Better at home. I think they're 5-1-1 over the last seven, I think.
Well, not that. Yes, they are. And I had a friend send me this.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't even the Rich Keefe Stats Info Department. This was sent to me.
Okay.
Before being called out for being a locker room problem, mm-hmm. David Pastrnak in 43 games had 39 points. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Off the point per game total, but you know, pretty good. And the team was 20-19-5. Since being called out, 7 games, 17 points,
nice.
And the team is 5-1-1. Because everybody kind of misconstrued that whole entire thing. They're like, oh, Keefe's calling out Marchand. No, go back to it. It had nothing really to do with Marchand.
You were really calling out Pastrnak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sort of what I had been led to believe. It was like he was more of an issue than Marchand was. But Marchand was the one that was very vocal about it.
Correct.
And then it spun out. And they're like, oh, Keefe's calling out Marchand. Not really true at all. It was more Pastrnak. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that needed to be made public or whatever. But there's kind of a turning point there. Like, Pastrnak is on fire right now.
And him and Geeky
Geeky's
and you're right,
great.
Pastrnak, another goal, 2 assists. But, like, this play where he's just whipping it to the front of the net and him and Geeky are on the same page and Geeky's tapping it. It's 2 games in a row. It's been happening. They've shown good chemistry there. So they're on to something.
No, but the overall criticism of the team certainly was warranted. They'd lost 6 consecutive games. They were free-falling out of the playoffs, which they're still not guaranteed to be a part of. Right now, they're tied for third with Ottawa in the division, but they've played an extra game. They're a point up on Tampa Bay, who's played 3 fewer games, and you know, a couple points up on like Montreal and Detroit, who have also played fewer games. The Bruins have played more games than anybody, it looks like. So,
yeah, 51 is them in Florida played the most. Them, Florida, and New Jersey played the most in the East. Yep.
Cam Neely himself talked about maybe having to retool the team. So that's not just a negative reaction to it or people overblowing things. The president of the team was like, yeah, we might have to look down that road. And so also since he has said that, the team has played a little bit better. But with this Bruins, like, let's see what it is. You know, when they first fired Jim Montgomery, they got a little bit of a spark, meaning or they played some bad teams, but they took advantage of it and they got a bunch of points. And Sacco's team overall, or the Bruins, I mean, were playing better. They were playing pretty good defensively, and I feel like that kind of went away for a big stretch. So we're still trying to figure out what they are. So no, I think any criticism of them is completely fair. Celtics are a little bit different because the 3-1 road trip out west sounds pretty good. Like 3-1, not bad. But that Laker game was so bad, and they've had so many just awful.
Well, and they should have lost the Clippers game.
Awful games.
Not to add a result that didn't happen, but they didn't play well in that game would be my point.
No, so there's still something up with them, you know, and that was a good win that kind of needed that. But how many times have we said that? There would be like a bad loss, and then they go out there and they just like whack somebody. And you're like, oh, they're fine. It's like, well, no, because just around the corner, there might be another one of these head-scratching games where either they don't shoot it well or Brown's pouting or whatever.
Let's call off the dogs for a little bit with the Bruins and the Celtics. They won this weekend, so they get credit. The second they start losing and playing like crap again, we'll jump back on them, but a good weekend for both those teams. I would also consider this good news from Bill Simmons, tweeted out last night, that he mentioned near the end of his podcast. So what, 2.5 hours in, you slip this in, you expect us all to hear it, Bill? He mentioned at the end of his podcast. The end of his podcast got to be like at least a good. It's like watching The Brutalist. I heard Greg talking about this today.
Oh, did he watch The Brutalist?
No. But they
it's
were
like
saying
3.5 hours.
That's, that's exactly the point. It's like a Bill Simmons podcast. I got to listen to 3.5 hours, and then at the end, you tuck something in.
You got Cousin Sal's picks.
Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is in the running to buy the Boston Celtics. He's a Boston native with degrees from Clark, Brandeis, and BU. His first big company was called Chestnut Hill Productions. I was looking at some of the films that they put together.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how many of them you saw, Keith.
No, what kind of movies were they?
Let me look it up again. I'll find it for you. He's a huge Celtics fan, obviously. You weigh in with your thoughts on Lurie. I'll get to some of the films.
I'll take it. I mean, look at what Philadelphia's done. Philadelphia's been good. They're willing to invest in their club. That's the most important thing. That's what we're watching, right? Nobody wants a John Henry ownership group because you're afraid they're going to just try to do whatever they can to make money and not necessarily win at all costs. I look at Philadelphia. Now, this is sort of like a more of a GM move. But what stands out to me is they swung and missed in the first round on Justin Jefferson. They tried drafting a receiver. They identified Jalen Reagor as better than Justin Jefferson. And did they just sit back and be like, wow, we screwed that one up? Nope. They used another first-round pick on a wide receiver. They traded a first-round pick for a wide receiver. And I know that's been up and down, and he's reading books on the sideline and everything. But A.J. Brown has been a huge, huge addition to them. Look at the consistency of winning and spending. Like, I'll take Jeffrey Lurie owning
the
Celtics.
Same. I like that he's local. I don't like that he's the Eagles owner. I got to hold my nose on that.
That's weird, but whatever. That's how it works.
Yeah, it's John Henry-esque is what it is, but whatever. I like him in the mix, again, as a Boston guy. Some of the film, the big one was I Love You to Death, Keith.
Ooh.
Kevin Kline, Tracy Ullman, the late River Phoenix. Keanu Reeves was in it.
That
was
about
one of
that?
That was one of the big ones. Jeff Lurie.
Star-studded cast.
Jeff Lurie also appeared in, I don't recall this, in Jerry Maguire playing himself.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Just the ultimate jock. That's true. So we'll take your thoughts on this as well. New name in the mix for Celtics ownership, Jeffrey Lurie, local businessman. Owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, his team's in the Super Bowl, in the mix to buy the Celtics. Plus, we'll get back to championship weekend in the NFL. The Chiefs got it done again with the help of the refs. All your thoughts next.